Раздел 1. Аудирование. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит 2 раза. После 1 и 2 прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только 1 раз. В задании есть 1 лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием. Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I love cooking, and I love my kitchen. This is where I can express my creativity, my fantasy, my talent. I don't understand people who think that food is a mere necessity. I think that food should be fresh, beautiful, and tasty. All senses should be involved. One should admire the way food looks, smells, tastes, and also its texture. And then you can listen to what people say about it. Eating should be like going to a concert or a picture gallery, an experience to remember.
Speaker B.
When I see people spending hours in their kitchens cooking and eating, I can't help thinking they're wasting their lives. Life is so short, and there's so much to do, to see, to achieve. In my opinion, food is like gas to a car. It keeps us alive. It should be nutritious and quick, nothing fancy. I prefer cooking a big pot of soup or casserole that lasts me 5 days. This way, I can heat it up quickly whenever I'm hungry and not waste my precious time, which I need for work and fun.
Speaker C.
Nowadays, when our environment is so damaged, it is especially important to eat good food that won't harm you. I always read the list of ingredients on packages of food that I buy. You wouldn't believe what I sometimes find among the ingredients of such simple foods as even bread or dried fruit. Often one needs a university degree in chemistry to understand what they write there. I make it a point to buy my food at farmers' markets and to avoid processed foods.
Speaker D.
How tired I am of hearing at every corner, "Eat healthy." We only live once, you know, and I personally have a sweet tooth. There are so many different kinds of candy in the world. I take pride in the fact that I've tried most of them. And I'm not alone here. Remember Roald Dahl, the famous children's writer and author of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? He loved candy, too. He wrote articles about chocolates. If it was good for the author of Willy Wonka, it's good for me as well.
Speaker E.
Why would anyone want to eat meat? I'll never understand it. If you look at human jaws and teeth, it is obvious that they are not meant for eating meat. We are much closer to grass-eating animals like cows and sheep than to carnivores like wolves or tigers, so it is only natural that we feel a lot better eating a plant-based diet. It gives you lots of energy, makes you feel good, and provides you with vitamins. Everything one needs to survive can be found in plants.
Speaker F.
I travel a lot. When other people buy and bring home souvenirs, I bring home new recipes. I love learning about new cuisines and trying new dishes, even if they might seem unpleasant at first glance, like eating insects or reptiles. No matter what, they are still worth trying. It gives me joy to see how different people are. And yes, I have to admit that I enjoy shocking my guests with my cooking. They know it and still come to try something daring.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Now we're ready to start. Speaker A.
I love cooking, and I love my kitchen. This is where I can express my creativity, my fantasy, my talent. I don't understand people who think that food is a mere necessity. I think that food should be fresh, beautiful, and tasty. All senses should be involved. One should admire the way food looks, smells, tastes, and also its texture. And then you can listen to what people say about it. Eating should be like going to a concert or a picture gallery, an experience to remember.
Speaker B.
When I see people spending hours in their kitchens cooking and eating, I can't help thinking they're wasting their lives. Life is so short and there's so much to do, to see, to achieve. In my opinion, food is like gas to a car. It keeps us alive. It should be nutritious and quick, nothing fancy. I prefer cooking a big pot of soup or casserole that lasts me 5 days. This way, I can heat it up quickly whenever I'm hungry and not waste my precious time, which I need for work and fun.
Speaker C.
Nowadays, when our environment is so damaged, it is especially important to eat good food that won't harm you. I always read the list of ingredients on packages of food that I buy. You wouldn't believe what I sometimes find among the ingredients of such simple foods as even bread or dried fruit. Often one needs a university degree in chemistry to understand what they write there. I make it a point to buy my food at farmers' markets and to avoid processed foods.
Speaker D.
How tired I am of hearing at every corner, "Eat healthy." We only live once, you know, and I personally have a sweet tooth. There are so many different kinds of candy in the world. I take pride in the fact that I've tried most of them. And I'm not alone here. Remember Roald Dahl, the famous children's writer and author of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? He loved candy, too. He wrote articles about chocolates. If it was good for the author of Willy Wonka, it's good for me as well.
Speaker E.
Why would anyone want to eat meat? I'll never understand it. If you look at human jaws and teeth, it is obvious that they are not meant for eating meat. We are much closer to grass-eating animals like cows and sheep than to carnivores like wolves or tigers, so it is only natural that we feel a lot better eating a plant-based diet. It gives you lots of energy, makes you feel good, and provides you with vitamins. Everything one needs to survive can be found in plants.
Speaker F.
I travel a lot. When other people buy and bring home souvenirs, I bring home new recipes. I love learning about new cuisines and trying new dishes, even if they might seem unpleasant at first glance, like eating insects or reptiles. No matter what, they are still worth trying. It gives me joy to see how different people are. And yes, I have to admit that I enjoy shocking my guests with my cooking. They know it and still come to try something daring.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием. Now we're ready to start.
Hi, Giles. What's up?
Hello, Louise. Everything's great. Can't wait till summer vacation.
Do you have any special plans for the summer?
You bet. I'm going to Moscow.
Wow, Giles. I had no idea you were interested in Russia.
I'm not. I'm going to the 16th International Tchaikovsky Competition.
You amaze me. That's an even bigger surprise. I had no idea you were into classical music.
I'm not, but my younger brother Tony is. He is a pianist. He goes to Juilliard School in New York, and he is going to take part in the Tchaikovsky competition. He was selected to go. Can you imagine?
That's incredible.
I know, right? That was his childhood dream. He was always telling me about this Van Cliburn guy.
Who's Van Cliburn?
He was a Texan pianist who won the first prize at the very first Tchaikovsky competition back in 1958. Tony knows every little thing about him.
It sounds like your brother is quite a fan. So, what are you going to do in Moscow while you're there, besides going to the competition?
My main role, of course, is to help my brother and make sure he eats well, gets enough rest, and provide him with moral support.
Oh, come on. I'm sure a university student can take care of himself. Isn't there something in Moscow that you would like to see?
Actually, I'm very excited to see their Air and Space Museum. It's called the Museum of Cosmonautics.
That sounds cool.
I grew up in Washington, D.C., you see, and the National Air and Space Museum has always been my favorite out of all Smithsonian Institution museums. I spent all of my days off there.
I've never been to Washington, D.C. So, what are you expecting to see in the Air and Space Museum in Moscow?
I would love to see a replica of the Mir space station. I know you can actually go inside it and look around.
Sounds like you've got it all planned. Have you already got your visas and bought the tickets?
Oh yes, we're all ready to go. What are your plans for the summer?
As a matter of fact, I'm going to Paris. I've got a special grant for studying art in the Louvre.
That sounds fantastic. You are an art major, aren't you, Louise?
That's right. I'm learning book illustration and design. So in Paris, I'll be focusing on 17th century book illustrations.
Wow, that's so interesting. I guess we'll have something to talk about in September.
We sure will. Good luck to your brother. I hope he brings back a gold medal.
Thanks, Louise. Have a great trip.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Now we're ready to start.
Hi, Giles. What's up?
Hello, Louise. Everything's great. Can't wait till summer vacation.
Do you have any special plans for the summer?
You bet. I'm going to Moscow.
Wow, Giles. I had no idea you were interested in Russia.
I'm not. I'm going to the 16th International Tchaikovsky Competition.
You amaze me. That's an even bigger surprise. I had no idea you were into classical music.
I'm not, but my younger brother Tony is. He is a pianist. He goes to Juilliard School in New York, and he is going to take part in the Tchaikovsky competition. He was selected to go. Can you imagine?
That's incredible.
I know, right? That was his childhood dream. He was always telling me about this Van Cliburn guy.
Who's Van Cliburn?
He was a Texan pianist who won the first prize at the very first Tchaikovsky competition back in 1958. Tony knows every little thing about him.
It sounds like your brother is quite a fan. So, what are you going to do in Moscow while you're there, besides going to the competition?
My main role, of course, is to help my brother and make sure he eats well, gets enough rest, and provide him with moral support.
Oh, come on. I'm sure a university student can take care of himself. Isn't there something in Moscow that you would like to see?
Actually, I'm very excited to see their Air and Space Museum. It's called the Museum of Cosmonautics.
That sounds cool.
I grew up in Washington, D.C., you see, and the National Air and Space Museum has always been my favorite out of all Smithsonian Institution museums. I spent all of my days off there.
I've never been to Washington, D.C. So, what are you expecting to see in the Air and Space Museum in Moscow?
I would love to see a replica of the Mir space station. I know you can actually go inside it and look around.
Sounds like you've got it all planned. Have you already got your visas and bought the tickets?
Oh yes, we're all ready to go. What are your plans for the summer?
As a matter of fact, I'm going to Paris. I've got a special grant for studying art in the Louvre.
That sounds fantastic. You are an art major, aren't you, Louise?
That's right. I'm learning book illustration and design. So in Paris, I'll be focusing on 17th century book illustrations.
Wow, that's so interesting. I guess we'll have something to talk about in September.
We sure will. Good luck to your brother. I hope he brings back a gold medal.
Thanks, Louise. Have a great trip.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием. Now we're ready to start.
Hello and welcome back. Our guest today is Sarah McGregor, a well-known book illustrator and author of graphic novels. Not so long ago, Sarah launched a Twitter campaign which she called Hashtag Illustrations Are Important, supported by all book illustrators, many children's books writers, and some publishing houses. How did it all start, Sarah?
Good morning. Well, it all began when I started working in the illustration business and suddenly realized that even though children's books are as much pictures as texts, if not more, people don't really know the names of the illustrators. A book for them is created by the writer.
Why does it happen?
Very often, the illustrator's name is not mentioned on the book cover. You might be able to find it inside the book in small print, but nobody can see it unless they look for it on purpose, so nobody knows the illustrator's name. And the same happens when you read a book review. It's always a book by the writer, not by the writer and illustrator.
Does that matter? Don't illustrators still get paid for their work?
They do, of course they do. But in our profession, recognition is very important. And it is not about vanity or self-confidence. How can we get another commission if nobody knows us? This is our business, and as in any other business, branding matters a lot. Imagine telling a company like McDonald's or Apple that they can't have their name above their shop or their logo on their cups, computers, or phones. They take you to court. Our names are our logos. Having our names on our books and pictures helps us advertise our art. Like anybody else, an illustrator needs to make a living. So it is essential for us to be credited for what we create.
You have mentioned in your campaign that crediting illustrators benefits not only illustrators themselves. What did you mean by that?
Well, first of all, it's more publicity for the publisher. It is a lot easier for an illustrator to attract an audience to a book at book festivals. People love watching illustrators draw at such events. Images are easy to remember. There's more chance for them to recognize a book while shopping by the style of the illustrations on the front cover. Secondly, not all children come to reading books through words. Lots of children come to stories through pictures. Before they can read or write, children can enjoy books by looking at the pictures, which also tell the story. Many children who won't pick up a novel will happily read a comic. But they don't necessarily realize a real person made the pictures unless someone points it out to them. When they discover a person made the pictures, they realize they can make pictures that tell stories too. Why deny them such a pleasure?
Have you had any success in your campaign?
Indeed, we have. More and more publishers credit illustrators on the cover of their books voluntarily. It has become a lot easier for illustrators to ask publishers to credit them. Several literary awards, like Carnegie Medal, now list illustrators along with writers. Newspapers and magazines, especially professional magazines like Bookseller, have started mentioning illustrators in reviews and featuring interviews with illustrators.
Are there any other professions in your area that have the same problem and could benefit from your efforts?
Yes, translators. Considering how much work goes into translating books, one would think that their names should be mentioned alongside the authors. They have their own campaign, but we are certainly allies.
Sarah, thank you so much for coming to us today, and good luck with your campaign.
Thank you for inviting me.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Now we're ready to start.
Hello and welcome back. Our guest today is Sarah McGregor, a well-known book illustrator and author of graphic novels. Not so long ago, Sarah launched a Twitter campaign which she called Hashtag Illustrations Are Important, supported by all book illustrators, many children's books writers, and some publishing houses. How did it all start, Sarah?
Good morning. Well, it all began when I started working in the illustration business and suddenly realized that even though children's books are as much pictures as texts, if not more, people don't really know the names of the illustrators. A book for them is created by the writer.
Why does it happen?
Very often, the illustrator's name is not mentioned on the book cover. You might be able to find it inside the book in small print, but nobody can see it unless they look for it on purpose. So nobody knows the illustrator's name. And the same happens when you read a book review. It's always a book by the writer, not by the writer and illustrator.
Does that matter? Don't illustrators still get paid for their work?
They do, of course they do. But in our profession, recognition is very important. And it is not about vanity or self-confidence. How can we get another commission if nobody knows us? This is our business, and as in any other business, branding matters a lot. Imagine telling a company like McDonald's or Apple that they can't have their name above their shop or their logo on their cups, computers, or phones. They take you to court. Our names are our logos. Having our names on our books and pictures helps us advertise our art. Like anybody else, an illustrator needs to make a living. So it is essential for us to be credited for what we create.
You have mentioned in your campaign that crediting illustrators benefits not only illustrators themselves. What did you mean by that?
Well, first of all, it's more publicity for the publisher. It is a lot easier for an illustrator to attract an audience to a book at book festivals. People love watching illustrators draw at such events. Images are easy to remember. There's more chance for them to recognize a book while shopping by the style of the illustrations on the front cover. Secondly, not all children come to reading books through words. Lots of children come to stories through pictures. Before they can read or write, children can enjoy books by looking at the pictures, which also tell the story. Many children who won't pick up a novel will happily read a comic. But they don't necessarily realize a real person made the pictures unless someone points it out to them. When they discover a person made the pictures, they realize they can make pictures that tell stories too. Why deny them such a pleasure?
Have you had any success in your campaign?
Indeed, we have. More and more publishers credit illustrators on the cover of their books voluntarily. It has become a lot easier for illustrators to ask publishers to credit them. Several literary awards, like Carnegie Medal, now list illustrators along with writers. Newspapers and magazines, especially professional magazines like Bookseller, have started mentioning illustrators in reviews and featuring interviews with illustrators.
Are there any other professions in your area that have the same problem and could benefit from your efforts?
Yes, translators. Considering how much work goes into translating books, one would think that their names should be mentioned alongside the authors. They have their own campaign, but we are certainly allies.
Sarah, thank you so much for coming to us today, and good luck with your campaign.
Thank you for inviting me.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test. Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.